This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Two of Colorado's top state senators have issued a joint bipartisan statement condemning political violence. Democratic Senate President James Coleman and Republican Senate Minority Leader Cleve Simpson said that, quote, harmful rhetoric can lead to violence. They urged elected officials to lead with restraint and pledge to ensure Coloradans can voice their opinions without fear. Their call for unity and calm comes after last week's assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Colorado water officials are meeting today and tomorrow to decide whether some of the oldest water rights on the Colorado River can be repurposed. CPR's climate reporter Ishan Takor has more.
Xcel Energy owns the water rights at the Shoshone Power Plant, an aging hydropower station near Glenwood Springs. The Colorado River District, which represents Western Slope water users, wants to buy those rights from Xcel. The district says that water is crucial to protect ecosystems and fish habitats, but it needs the Colorado Water Conservation Board to sign off. The first step is determining whether the water rights can even be used that way. But Front Range utilities, like Northern Water, have opposed part of the deal. No matter what the board decides, it could be two more years before the sale is final. I'm Ishan Takor, CPR News.
The 31st annual Pueblo Chili and Frijoles Festival fires up tomorrow with a chili and salsa showdown in downtown Pueblo. Then beginning on Friday, local farms will roast chilies over open flames. Dozens of hot air balloons will float above the city. Meanwhile, all kinds of attractions and performances are planned, and hundreds of food and drink vendors will line the streets. Chihuahuas and other pooches will parade on Sunday morning, and a jalapeno eating contest closes the festival later that day. This is CPR News and KRCC.